Oh, man.
So did you have a hot dog
yesterday?
A few?
I had hot links.
Oh. So you had hot links?
Yeah, the thick ones.
Nice. Yeah. I had a bratwurst. A bratwurst? Bratwurst. Yeah, you know, thick joint. But my cousin bought like these fucking, they weren't hot links. They were regular, you know, ballpark franks. But these ones were thick, like breaking through the bun, like breaking through the bottom of the bun thick. You know, had some girth to them.
They were tearing that bun.
Mm-hmm. They was tearing it up for sure. Yep. You know. What do you put on? What do you put on your hot dog? What do you sauce your hot dog with?
Barbecue. If we're at a barbecue.
Ketchup?
Maybe.
Yellow mushroom?
No.
Oh, that's right. I don't like mushroom. Wait, okay, so barbecue is the only option when there is barbecue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you feel about relish? You don't fuck relish?
Yeah, sometimes.
I feel you. I'm like that too. I really do like sweet relish though. It's good. It's good. I don't always put it on my food though.
You got a little sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm. You got a little sweetness to it. You know? Did you see what happened to our girl Kiki Palmer today on Twitter?
I mean, briefly.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Mm-mm-mm. I don't know, man. I don't know. What else happened yesterday? I also had like chicken rice, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Had a little carne asada, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
It was real nice. It was nice and hot, you know? It was hot. It was a hot day yesterday. It was nice.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the food. I was like,
oh, well, yeah, the food was hot too, yeah.
I would hope so.
The food was nice and fresh, you know what I'm saying? It was cool. I had a really good day yesterday. It was nice.
It was nice.
It was definitely nice. Definitely nice. I don't know what's been going on with me, but I can't seem to enunciate. I've been struggling to get my words out. I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
Take deeper breaths.
Is that what it is?
While you talk. Breathing in general clears your mind.
Hmm. Yeah. I needed that.
I be knowing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Thank you.
It's July 5th and we're hearing
fireworks. God. Anyway, we should intro.
New Quest and Friends.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Quest from Quest and Friends, the podcast. And I'm here with the one, the only, Shay.
It's me.
You know what I'm saying? Shmi. So, yeah, we both enjoyed ourselves yesterday. We hope that you also enjoyed yourself, you know. Hopefully you had a day off.
On that cookout Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. On cookout Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? AKA my cousin's birthday. You know?
That is a national holiday. Wow.
Mm-hmm. It is a national holiday for sure.
We all had your cousin's birthday off.
That's crazy. That's, if you think about it, that's nuts, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out my cousin. But yeah, we hope you had a good, nice day off. Enjoyed yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm completely unprepared today, to be honest.
Wow.
Seeing what happened with Keke Palmer on Twitter was throwing me off, because I was like, what?
To be fair, I think her man saw that episode of The Boondocks. And, you know.
Tried to put a stop to it. But, hey, man. Hey. You know. Like, there's got to be some level of secure within oneself. Secureness within oneself. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the entertainment industry, you know what I'm saying? And you know, she's also a well-renowned actor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she gotta fit the bill. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Like, all I'm seeing is I got next, you know.
you down? You down?
Yeah.
You down to be the one that stepped up? I feel that.
Yeah, it's Keke Palmer.
Yeah.
Baby, this is Keke Palmer.
Yeah, I feel that.
And I would tell that to her baby, too. I'll be like, baby.
It's Keke Palmer.
It's Keke Palmer.
Your mom is Keke Palmer. Yeah, no, man, I don't know. You know? And, like, initially, I thought it was a joke. Like, it would have been a lot better if it was a joke. But, like, he doubled down with it, too. It was just like, damn, bro, what? That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't see all that he said. Like, just the initial, your mom.
Yeah, I thought it was a joke, you know? Would you like to see what he said?
Nah. I won't kick him while he's down.
Kick him while, no, I mean, he didn't say anything favorable. Like, he doubled down sick, like...
No. I'm going to kick him, like I said, I'm next.
Yeah.
So he going to be down.
He going to be a step stool.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I'm saying I won't kick him while I'm moving him to
To the side, yeah. Yeah, nah, man. I don't know, man. That shit's weird, though. Like you got to, like, okay. Now, I'm not saying that use your profession as a leeway to, you know. What happened?
Wicked literally just said on the Discord, I hope none of you hoes would embarrass Keke Palmer the way her man just did.
Exactly. What the hell? Like, you gotta realize that, like, you know, we're in the entertainment business. You know what I'm saying? And, like, we're gonna entertain. You know, that it doesn't always have to align with how we feel. You know what I'm saying? She's clearly with you, bro. She could be with Jay, but she's with you.
Right.
Yeah. You over here tripping. That's crazy. For some likes and retweets. That's nuts.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man, like, it just doesn't make sense. Oh, like, okay, like, I don't want to say because I don't agree with what he's saying in the slightest, because it's like, it's Keke Palmer, bro. Like, what? That's one. And then two is like,
it's my girlfriend.
It's like, it's like you're aware of the industry she's in. Uh-huh. You feel me? So, like, there's going to be, it's like getting mad at her for acting and, you know, performing a scene of, like, intimacy or like, kissing somebody on set.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know some of the things that they have to do. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't take away from...
Could you handle...
Could I handle what?
Being in a relationship with, like, someone in the industry.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean... one thing is understanding, again, understanding what it is that they're doing, you know, and that their actions on screen don't align with their real life. Mm-hmm. You know?
Somebody with some sense.
Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I know a thing or two, man. Come on now. Like, you can't hold these things over people's heads, like, dog. You know?
Like, the roles we play don't...
Aren't
like real life.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there are some caveats to that, and, you know, like, some co-stars be
wildin'.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah. But, you know.
That's, like, not the norm.
Yeah, and that's not always the norm. But, like, it's like, dog. You think, like, you just can't. Like, it's like, there's a mosquito or a moth flying around here. But, like, you think Tom Holland's going to stop being with Zendaya just because she's acting out a scene? Like, nah, bro. Come on now. Like, that don't make sense at all. What are you seeing? What are you reading?
My lovely, since you fired her. Diana.
What?
What'd
she post? Tweet. She posted the tweet on Discord?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's nuts. Shit don't make sense. He's like, what'd he say? What'd he say at the end? I will stand on what I'm saying or some shit. Or whatever. It's like, nah, bro, it doesn't have to be that. Why did you allow it to get that deep for you? You know?
It's like, okay. Not saying I agree, but if he had a problem with it, he could have just talked to her.
Exactly. Instead of, you can have a conversation.
Blasting it all over Twitter.
And look at you. Now you don't go outside. And
it's kind of, it's kind of sad because Kenny and I were just listening to her podcast, her latest episode of her podcast.
Uh-huh.
And they brought up, you know, if somebody like came to you about your significant other, like coming to you as a woman or coming to you as a man, like,
didn't she say she was like, no, I'm blind?
Yeah, but he was like, they both were like, oh, if something were to ever happen, I'm going to my partner. I'm going to talk to my partner about this.
So. Wait, so he agreed like that? Like, that was a conscious like thought,
mm-hmm,
between the two of them. That's, mm-hmm, fucking nuts.
And now,
what?
And now here he is.
And now he is on social media going crazy. Damn, dog. Damn, now I really wish it was a joke. That's nuts, dude. Like,
and why about Usher? I mean, she could have had her booty cheeks out anywhere. It just happened to be at Usher's show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what's hilarious. Yeah.
but like the fit, like, even the fit. Like, I don't know. Because, like, the same conversation was had about Lizzo's fit at a Laker game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, children being around, not always an optimal thing, you know. But then even in this case, but, like, was it that bad to prompt you to be like, you're a mom? Like, what? You see Jay-Z talking like this to Beyonce? No. Because they're part of the industry. They know what's up. They know what's up. They know what it is.
What it is, ho.
What's up? Like, you don't get mad at your wife because she's a nurse and she has to see other people every day? No.
Your future partner gonna get mad at you for being a therapist talking to other people?
Talking to other people? I hope not. Cause what?
Who was you talking to today? Huh?
I was at work.
Who did you have an appointment with today? Huh?
I was at work.
No, I ain't trying to hear that. You ain't gonna be a therapist no more. You ain't talking to nobody else. But like, it's just you and me. Nah.
We're going halves on this house. Like, I can't. Okay. What are we gonna do? You got it? You got it? If I'm not working no more, like, you.
No, because you the man. You're supposed to.
What? I'm the man I'm supposed to provide? Well, how am I supposed to provide if you're not going to allow me to do my job?
Figure it out.
No, I can't.
Figure it out.
I can't. Oh, okay. That was a helicopter. I can't do it on my own. What do you mean?
You can't be talking to other people, but also you got to make this money.
Okay. So what would you rather I do? Tell me. What would be an alternative?
Online customer service. You ain't got to talk to nobody.
I don't got to see nobody. Or online customer service. I don't text back fast enough.
You going to figure it out today. Cuz you can't talk to nobody else.
Oh my goodness. Imagine though. Imagine, or it's like, how come they get to see you and I don't get to see you? Like, what?
They taking up all your time from me.
I'm like, what you mean?
I don't see you no more because you talking to all these other bitches.
It's my job, babe. How I pay the bills around here. It's what afforded us a lot of what we have right now. You know? And I say we because we're a unit. It's not like I provide for my wife, so I have to take... You know, I have to take that initiative and be like, oh, I did this. No, it's we, because we're a unit. You know?
All right, get off your soapbox.
Yeah, I know.
No, but like,
what?
Going back to it, like my sisters, they're like, yeah, no, I can't. Because I'd be seeing these roles and seeing these people, like right now with Queen Charlotte, you know, the two main characters doing all those interviews for the show, and they have this insane chemistry or whatever.
Oh yeah.
But I think the dude has a girlfriend, and like everybody on Twitter is like, do you see the way he looking at her? And he got a girlfriend, da, 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 da. So my sister's like, yeah, no, I couldn't handle any of that.
No. See, like, I don't know, man. For me, I wouldn't. It wouldn't be as bad as some people would imagine. At least I don't think. It's like saying, would you date somebody in the porn industry? You know, or something like that. It's like, if you chose to be with that person, then you have to make these distinct differences.
You have to know your limits.
And yeah.
So, and if not, why are you entertaining it?
Exactly. It's like, no. But, yeah, I don't know. Couldn't be me, dog. That's all I'm saying. Especially if it's Kiki Palmer. What?
And it bet not be you if you get with me.
Please.
You know who you are out there.
Who's out there?
Whoever gonna find me. I don't know. I'm just speaking out to the void.
Listen,
babe.
Listen, babe. I love you.
Listen, baby girl.
I love you, okay? And I plan to spend the rest of my life with you, all right? Just because I have a podcast.
No. No, check this out. Just because he's a therapist doesn't mean...
Go ahead. Get it off. Go.
Don't be nothing. They not having private sessions.
Yeah. Okay. Just because I'm a therapist doesn't mean nothing else is going on aside from a conversation. All right, relax. It's okay. I love you.
You don't be having conversation with me. You over there conversating with your clients.
But you don't be talking to me. But I call you during my breaks, though.
During your breaks, do your 5-10 minute breaks?
No, I don't have a 5-10 minute break. We'll be on the phone for hours, babe. What you mean?
Oh, damn. The mosquito got me.
Damn. Sorry, dog. Pretty sure it got me too at some point.
We need to bring the office back in your room. I can't do this.
I'm gonna get some off spray. Just have it on hand. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we do have a music segment.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have an artist? Yeah, no, I don't have. Actually, I may have.
Flo released a little maxi single.
Oh, where?
A little 3-song joint.
For real? Flo Millie?
No, Flo. Flo. The girl group.
Oh. Okay. Damn.
I got the best news today.
What news did you get today?
Mac Keen's releasing a new single.
Hey, nice. When?
I think he said the 12th.
Ooh. The 12th. Nice. Well, I mean, new music that dropped. Lil Uzi Vert dropped. You know what I'm saying? He dropped like an hour and a half worth of an album. You know what I'm saying?
So an hour and a half you can't get back. Got it.
Actually, let me check Apple Music, because Apple Music does do something. It gives you new releases, a whole section of new music.
Sell to Spotify. Let's
really?
I mean, yeah. If you just go through. Right now, you're on Apple Music right now. You're giving Apple.
Well, no, I need to learn that. Yeah. But, yeah. Shout out Apple. V's dropped an album.
Shit.
Tiny dropped an album. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Tiny. Damn. What the fuck, bro? Don Omar dropped an album. That was interesting. It's pretty fire.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Don Omar.
Who was I just talking about Don Omar with? Oh, yeah. I remember now.
It wasn't. Olivia Rodrigo dropped the song. Okay.
Don't remind me. I know a certain someone that's been blasting it.
Troye Sivan dropped a song. Mm-hmm.
LA dropped a single called Numb. It's very good. And also, Kenyon Dixon dropped a song called Lucky. It's nice.
I think I heard it. I may not have. I don't know. Yeah, bro, never mind. Let me get back on Spotify. Let me get back on Spotify. I forgot how to use. Hold on. Let's see here. New releases for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Alchemist dropped an album. Wow. How could I forget that?
How could you forget that down? Wow.
Bash for the World dropped a new song. If you haven't listened to Bash for the World, you definitely should. He's pretty dope. He's super dope. Jordan Hawkins and Duckworth released their EP.
Elmine came out with a new song called Mad at Fire.
Mad at Fire, yes, sir. I'm excited to listen to that. Also, I believe...
Excuse me?
What?
Did I not listen to my full release radar? Or was this just added?
Shit.
Going back to Usher, he did a...
full circle moment.
He did an Hours and Hours remix with Money Long.
Oh. Interesting. Interesting.
That is interesting. You make a remix like, what, a year later?
But like, now that we talked about this mosquito, I feel it like on my head. Like,
That's why we're bringing everything back in the room.
Yeah. It makes sense. I've been bumping Jordan Ward lately. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I've been bumping him heavy. Let me see.
Chopper's out there doing their thing.
Chopper's out there. Yep.
Oh. Are you looking for anything else?
I am, but you can tell me though.
No, I was just gonna move on and say that we're at the end of, seems like we're at the end of Twitter.
Oh, yo, man, yo, tell me why. Shout out to Diana, love you. She did me the favor of shooting me an invite, but she shot me a used one. And she like realized it after the fact, and now I can't get on. Oh man, that shit hurts. So you know.
So what we're talking about is this wonderful new app called Spill.
Mm-hmm. Tell us all about it, Jay.
That is black owned, and okay. created from ex Twitter employees.
Yeah.
Thanks to Diana, love you. She sent me a code that did work.
Sick. Hell yeah. Nice.
And I've been having the time of my black ass life on that app.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Because it's so blackity black.
Nice. Dope. That's dope. Yeah, I haven't even tried to get back on that mofo.
Then my invite codes. I sent a few out, but apparently they weren't working, so I don't know.
Okay, Mr. Miyagi caught his gun.
I didn't catch it.
Oh damn. He was so concentrated just now. Damn.
You gonna stop harassing us?
There was a moth in my bathroom this morning.
Moths don't harass you. This mosquito is.
I mean, it watched me take a shower. I don't know.
So, yeah, Spill.
Spill. Yeah, I heard it's pretty dope.
Although, like, it's the lingo is kind of like, you gotta like, it takes a little bit of brain work.
Does it really?
Because instead of, like, followers and following, it's like, because you know, it's the app is Spill, so you're like spilling tea or whatever. So if you're following somebody, you're sipping.
Okay.
And your followers, you're serving.
Okay.
It is like a, Can we just go back to follower following?
I mean, you know, could use a little workshopping.
Yeah.
You know, I get it though. I, Why is Twitter so bad now?
Why are you asking that question?
A rate limit. What the fuck is a rate limit? Like, why? For what? In what effort?
Yeah. That's why I participated in the Great Migration.
Nice. 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 Apparently, I was not able to.
I mean, it's the migration, so you wouldn't have participated in it anyway. You would just move to spill.
Oh. Okay. That makes sense. But yeah. That app does look pretty dope, but I haven't. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I ever will be able to, because it won't even let me get back to like the original like invite code page or anything.
We gonna do this right now while it's on the wall.
Where is it? Oh damn, it's chilling. Okay. He's on a napkins. No. He's on a quest.
Scoot up.
Damn. Ow. Oh, motherfucker. Where did it go? It looked at you dead in the face and said, fuck you. Oh, shit.
Where did it go?
I don't know, bro. Damn. Where'd it go? Oh, shit. Damn. And then I said, fuck you, bro. You can't catch me. Damn.
I'm going to get this mosquito.
I hope you do, for the sake of both of us. Oh, man.
I don't know what's been chewing me, but I know I'm ate up.
Oh shit. Also, thank you for the food today. It was good.
Wow.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you.
But yeah.
What's on your mind?
Just
what's on your mental?
Just the interesting things that's happened over the weekend.
What interesting things happened over the weekend?
Not much to like talk about, but like stuff. Mm. No, I mean like stuff that's been happening with the people we know.
Ah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, too bad we can't spill on today's episode. No. No,
all right. And this is why your invite code didn't work.
Oh, god damn it. Oh, man. You know, I'm just trying to throw them out there. You know, just, you know what I'm saying? It's up to you if you want to catch it, baby. But, yeah. So, speaking of, you know, interesting things, and things being on our mind. Hmm. How's your mental health?
It's good. You know, just, again, going day by day. Mm-hmm. Figuring things out. I you know, it was a good little 3-day weekend for me since I work Saturdays.
Nice.
It was chill.
Same.
Looking forward to next weekend when I finally see my boy Angelo.
Hell yeah. I'm excited for you. Mm-hmm. Wait, is it next weekend or 2 weeks from now?
Next weekend. Nah. Next weekend.
Oh, true. Mm-hmm. 'Cause this is a new week. Mm-hmm. And we're not behind on our days.
I'm not.
That's good though. I'm glad you had, you know, some you time. Mm-hmm. You had some fun.
Mm-hmm. How is your mental health?
My mental health is, I mean, I'm doing the necessary to build it back up. So I'm on a pretty good, I'm on a better kick than I was last week and the weeks prior. Mm-hmm. You know, I was able to you know, see someone and talk about what's going on for the kid.
And you're welcome, because I was there for you.
Thank you.
He's referring to me.
Yeah,
I was the one he talked to.
Mm-hmm. We had a lengthy conversation. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I feel much better. You know, but it, you know, working on yourself is a journey in of itself. So, you know, take some time for yourself. Be grateful to yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, be mindful of yourself. Mm-hmm. And know that, you know, although this journey is long and it can be hard sometimes, that things, you know, things will get better and work for the best. Mm-hmm. You know? So,
yeah. And, you know, you got, is that it?
It might be. It might be.
Keep talking about your mental health.
Mental health is extremely important as I watch.
Chilling here. That's why.
Oh, but that was about to land. So. Oh, no way. Oh. Damn, dog. They played you like a fiddle. That's crazy. I watched that shit happen in real time.
Yeah, we've been getting tag team.
We have been getting tag team. We gotta fight back.
I'm trying. You just sitting there commentating.
I'm not as agile as you are, man. I'm not as agile and as good looking as you are, okay? Like, what do you want from me?
Quit playing with me. Yeah.
What do you want from me, man?
Oh, yeah. Aren't you dropping something soon?
Oh, I am dropping something soon. Very soon. I got to figure out a rollout for it, but, you know, we may be dropping music. You know what I'm saying? By music, I mean a song. So keep an eye out for that. You know what I'm saying? Keep an eye out for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be as cool as Rainy on TikTok. Shut up, Papa.
Was that heard?
Like the tail end of it was heard on the mic. You was vibing to it away from the mic, but we heard it. Oh man, but yeah, closing thoughts from me. You know, wash your ass. We love you. Check in with yourself, check in with those around you. And I'm proud of you, all right? And we care about you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Wow, you didn't let me get any.
I wanted to give you the spotlight for the last final thoughts.
Oh, wow. No.
What?
That's definitely, like, not what you were doing, because you were literally about to close out the episode.
No,
right,
I wasn't. I stopped.
It's because you've been talking to them all the other bitches with your therapy sessions.
That's... I stopped where I stopped so I can give you the spotlight to close out the show. Wow. You know?
Well, now I don't have any closing thoughts. But you got your degree and you know every fucking thing.
Because you got your degree and you know every fucking thing. Oh, my God.
Drink your water. And if mosquitoes are biting you, fight back.
Fight the fuck back. Get up. Fight back. We love you, man. We'll be back next week.
Bye. Where did they go?